we
oh, Señor Jesús,
love you, Lord.
Te amamos, Señor.
Lord, you're so precious.
Tú eres tan precioso.
Lord, just thinking of the scriptures this morning.
Tan solo
as we,
pensando en las escrituras esta mañana, esta semana.
As we sing that song.
Conforme cantamos este canto.
Lord, it's easy. In the psalmist, I believe he said.
Los salmos, creo que tú dice.
You said, "Seek my face."
Tú dices, busca mi cara.
And I will seek your face, Lord. It's
y
that
la buscaré, señores,
desire that comes from you.
Deseo que viene de ti.
Lord, you give us that
Señor,
drawing, that desire.
Tú nos das esa atracción, ese deseo.
We just thank you for your grace.
Tan solo te damos gracias por tu gracia.
I just want to tell you this morning how beautiful
Quiero
you are.
Decirte esta mañana qué tan hermoso tú eres.
Lord, I just pray that you find people here this morning.
Oro que tú encuentres gente en esta mañana.
Hearts in love with you.
Corazones enamorados de ti.
Hearts captivated.
Corazones captivados.
By your splendor.
Por tu esplendor.
Your glory.
Tu gloria.
Oh, Father, we just bless
oh, Padre,
you. We magnify you this
tan solo
morning.
Te bendecimos y te magnificamos
we
en esta mañana. Oramos.
You would have your way this morning.
Que tú
you would
tengas
be lifted
tu
up.
Voluntad.
Father, even now as we.
Aún.
Just bask in your presence, Lord.
Conforme estamos delante de ti en tu presencia.
Would you now bless the remainder of the service?
Ahora, bendecirás el resto del servicio.
Minister to each and every heart, Lord, as only you can.
Todos y cada corazón, Señor.
Lord, I pray for
Oro.
Grace.
Oro por gracia.
To get out of the way, Lord, that you can
quitarme del camino.
Speak and have your way.
Para que tú hables y que tú tengas tu voluntad.
Again, we give you thanks and praise.
Una vez más, te damos gracias
for your
en alabanza,
goodness,
por tu bondad,
for your love,
por tu amor,
for your mercy,
por
Lord.
Tu misericordia.
In Jesus Christ's name.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
Thank you, musicians.
Gracias, músicos.
So much appreciated.
Muy apreciado. Usted no te miraba.
All right. The Lord is good. Amen.
El Señor es bueno, ¿no es así?
Good to see everybody here.
Bueno, mira, los a todos aquí.
To all online this
a todos los
morning.
En línea en esta mañana.
Appreciate each one of you.
Aprecio a todos y cada uno de ustedes.
The Lord is good.
El Señor
Amen.
Es bueno.
Do you love him?
¿Lo aman?
We have so much, I think, to rejoice and to
Creo
to
que
give
tenemos
thanks
tanto
for
para gozarnos y por recordar gracias.
In this time.
En este tiempo.
I think we're living
Creo
in a very
estamos viviendo
you know, in critical time.
En tiempos críticos.
Very serious time.
Muy tiempos muy serios.
But where there's a lot to rejoice in.
Pero
there's a lot
mucho
to give
para
thanks
gozarnos. Hay mucho
for.
Para que dar gracias.
And I was just thinking of the scriptures this morning.
Pensando en las escrituras
a couple
mañana,
things before we get started.
Un par de cosas antes de que empecemos.
You know, what does the scripture tell us in
2
Timothy
3?
We know 3. In the last days.
Sabemos que en los últimos días.
That enjoyable times shall
los tiempos
come.
De gozo.
No.
No.
Perilous times.
Tiempos de peril.
But we also know.
Pero también sabemos.
He reigns. He's in control.
Que él reina, que él está en control.
So, you know, you see people getting all flustered.
Gente que gente se está poniendo de esta manera.
All upset with current events and things.
Todo ellos irritados, enojados
and
por
I think
los
it is
eventos.
A time
este
to
momento.
Watch, to be prayerful,
Creo que es un
to be sober,
para mirar, para
to
orar,
be vigilant.
Para ser sobre, para hacerse vigilante.
But the Bible also says,
Pero la Biblia también dice,
you know, fret not thyself because of the evildoers. Fret
no,
not.
No, no, no tengas temor.
Don't worry.
No te preocupes por los hacedores de maldad.
Jesus told Pilate, what did he tell
Jesús
Pilate? He said,
dijo,
you have no power
a Pilatos,
but that which is given to you of my
dice,
Father.
Tú no tienes poder más el
okay.
que te ha dado por mi padre.
We know in Daniel.
Sabemos en Daniel,
the book of Daniel,
en el libro de Daniel,
he says, God
dice,
reigns in the kingdoms of men.
Dios reina
so
en
we
los
want to have our
hombre.
Eyes and our
so
hearts
tenemos,
fixed on
queremos tener nuestros ojos y nuestros corazones
him
en él,
and him alone.
En él, y solamente en él.
So if I could just encourage you with that this morning, keep your hearts, your eyes
en esta mañana,
fixed
mantener
on him.
Sus ojos fijos
stay
en
in
él.
Love with him.
Manténgase enamorado de él.
In love, that the flame would be continuing to burn in your heart.
Continúa quemando en su corazón.
Flames of love.
Flamas
a passion
de amor.
For him. A passion for his
una
word.
Pasión por él, una pasión por su palabra.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't you love him?
¿No lo ama?
So again, just
una vez más,
thinking of these things, wanted
pensando
to
en estas cosas,
share that briefly. I'll tell you what, we know
le
this.
Digo que
as long as we're here,
sabemos que mientras que estemos aquí,
he has more for us.
Él tiene más para nosotros.
And that should be, I think,
debería, creo,
by His grace, propelling
gracia,
us forward constantly. There's
hacia
more
adelante, constantemente,
for you.
There's más more para usted,
that He wants to do in you.
Más que quiere hacer.
The Bible says, we know in Philippians chapter 1, He who started the work,
el que empezó la obra,
is going to perform it until
hasta
the day of Jesus Christ. So there's more for us,
so
brothers and sisters. And I think as we mature in our walk, and we kind of find a little balance in some of these things.
En alguna de estas cosas,
and what I mean by that
is,
you know, I believe, for example,
por ejemplo,
we're called to rest.
Somos llamados para descansar.
And there's a place in our
y hay
faith
un lugar en nuestra fe
where He's maturing us,
donde Él nos está madurando,
and He's growing us up.
Está creciéndonos.
But rest
a través del descanso
and sleep are two different things.
Porque descanso y dormir,
so do I believe in rest? Absolutely, I believe in rest.
Absolutamente, yo lo creo.
But we also must stir up ourselves and
tenemos que despertarnos,
shake ourselves out of any spiritual kind of slumber.
De este tipo de espiritualidad como que estamos dormidos.
You know, to be anchored and to be
para
grounded in Him.
Y arraigado en Él.
But always growing.
Pero todo el tiempo
always
creciendo,
moving forward,
todo el tiempo moviéndonos hacia adelante,
not being idle. We know what
no
the scripture, how the scripture
quietos,
warns us about those
la
things.
Escritura nos dice acerca de estas cosas, nos advierte.
So anyway, just a few thoughts here.
Un par de pensamientos aquí.
Want to share
quiero compartir
some things here. I just the last
aquí
few weeks I've
par de
loved
atrás,
the things that we've been kind of feasting on.
Las cosas con las cuales nos hemos estado alimentando.
And looking at things of weakness.
Mirando, cosas
who feels weak this morning? Who feels weak in yourself?
I do. Débil? Yo me
and you know what?
Débil.
I think that's what He wants more out of us.
Lo que quiere más de nosotros es
to bring us into that place.
Traernos a ese lugar.
There's no sufficiency in self.
Donde no hay suficiencia en uno
nothing
mismo. Nada
that can ever be reckoned or credited
que pudiera ser reconocido y acreditado a esta persona.
So as we go further in this walk, in this journey,
más hacia adelante, en esta caminata,
don't
en esta
be surprised
no, tengo, no se sorprenda
if He takes us in that direction,
si
more
nos toma
into
hacia esas direcciones,
greater
en esos lugares,
weakness, greater dependence
más
upon
grande
Him
dependencia en Él, más débiles nosotros.
So I just want to bring out some things there this morning, but also
ahí en esta mañana, pero también,
been very just kind of drawn again
siendo atraído una vez más
to some of the things that the prophet told us,
alguna de las cosas que el profeta nos dijo,
of what the bride will be,
de qué será la novia.
And again, I think if there's something that should thrill our hearts,
y creo que debería algo que debería alumbrar
something
en
that
corazones
should help
algo
motivate us and draw us, is
nos debería motivar
these things that we should be looking for,
por las cuales deberíamos
and,
estar
and
buscando. Y es,
you know, it's a self-examination.
Es una examinación
it's not
propia.
Me being critical of you.
No soy yo,
but Lord, what's
aquí,
going on in
Señor,
here? What
está pasando aquí conmigo?
What are you doing in
¿Qué,
me?
¿Qué estás haciendo tú en mí?
What do you have for me?
¿Qué tienes
right?
tú para mí?
Believing
correcto?
That
creyendo
He has more
que
for
tiene
us.
Más para nosotros.
So if you would stand, let's just
si
start with
vamos a comenzar
something this morning. Just
algo
one
esta mañana, tan solo.
Psalm chapter 90.
Salmo 90.
You all probably know where I'm going with that. Psalms chapter 90. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And verse 17. Psalm 90, verse 17. It says, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us.
Sea la luz de Jehová nuestro Dios sobre nosotros.
And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it.
Y la obra de nuestras manos confirma sobre nosotros. Y la obra de nuestras manos confirma.
Amen. You can be seated.
Amen. Se pueden sentar.
Do you believe that's what He has? Do you believe that's what He has for you?
We know where there's no usted? Sabemos que no hay
beauty in any one of us.
No hay belleza en ninguno de nosotros.
But His beauty, His
pero
nature,
su belleza,
His
su naturaleza,
character, His
su carácter,
attributes,
sus atributos
are going to be upon a people, I believe.
Van a estar sobre gente. Yo lo
and
creo.
I look at,
y yo busqué,
let's, you know, we could
podríamos
let's look at all that that means. Let's say, put it that way.
Vamos a ponerlo de esa manera.
I think that's a beautiful thought, a wonderful promise.
Creo que es un hermoso pensamiento.
But there's other things that we must consider.
Hay otras cosas que tenemos que considerar.
When we think of His beauty,
cuando
His nature,
acerca de la belleza, de la naturaleza de Él, su carácter,
He was lowly. He was meek.
Él era manso.
He made himself humilde. Of no reputation.
Él se hizo el mismo de no reputación.
See, so when we say these things, when we look at these, and we
estas cosas y
realize
estas
that
cosas.
We're called to reflect Him, do you believe that?
Damos cuenta que somos
in this hour, the bride,
usted cree en esta
you
hora, la novia, usted
are called to be that final
llamado
reflection
para
of Him
esa reflexión última
by His grace.
De él, por su gracia.
Amen. That His Amen. Grace will be glorified. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Let's look at some things. I want
to...
Actually, last week, Dad was got started in looking into Revelations and those things. He said, I know thy works. And I just want to look at this for a minute of a life. Our life projecting Him, praising Him,
proyectándolo a él,
displaying His grace,
mostrando
His glory.
Su gracia, su gloria.
And what a beautiful thought
Qué
this
hermoso
is.
Pensamiento este es.
So let's look at some things here.
Vamos a buscar algunas cosas aquí.
Again, a life
una
releasing, expressing Him and His
una
beauty.
Vida,
Ephesians chapter 1, I'm sorry.
Ephesians 1, disculpen.
Let me get there.
Déjeme llegar ahí.
Everybody's there but me. Ephesians chapter 1. And verse 3 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places
bendito
in Christ.
Bendito sea el Dios y Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, que nos bendijo con toda bendición espiritual en lugares celestiales en Cristo.
According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him
según
in love.
Según escogió en Él antes de la fundación del mundo, para que fuésemos santos y sin mancha delante de Él.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will.
En amor, habiéndonos predestinado para
and
ser
verse,
adoptados hijos suyos por medio
verse
de Cristo, según el puro afecto de su voluntad.
To the praise of the glory of His
para la alabanza
grace.
De su gloria, de
that's
su gracia.
What it's all about, brothers and sisters. Him
hermanos,
receiving praise, Him receiving glory, Him receiving honor. His own work. His own redemptive
obra,
work being expressed back through you, bringing praise, bringing glory to Him. Oh, I love, let's look at some examples here. Acts chapter 10, I've been meditating on this. I love Cornelius.
Yo amo Cornelio.
And I just, beautiful. Talk about again the beauty of the Lord be upon us and a life expressing
una
that, expressing Him.
Expresándola a él.
Acts chapter 10 and verse 1 says, There is a certain man in Caesarea named Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band.
Había un cesario, un hombre llamado Cornelio, centurión de la compañía llamada la Italiana.
I love this. A devout man and one that feared God with all his house.
Y temeroso de Dios con toda su casa.
Which gave alms, much alms to the people and prayed to God always.
Lloraba
oh, don't you love
siempre.
That?
Oh, no, amo usted eso.
I was looking at something, Brother Branham, he was talking about that, and not about Cornelius, but
no,
I just thought, what a beautiful picture there.
Qué hermosa foto ahí.
And he says he's talking about
dice,
how we should be living
está hablando de cómo deberíamos
in the presence
viviendo.
Of God.
En la presencia
and he says
de Dios, y dice
that we should come out with such a fragrance of prayer.
Con tal fragancia de alabanza.
I thought that was beautiful.
Pensé
fragrance
hermosa.
Of prayer. And I couldn't help but think of Cornelius.
No pude
gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always.
In
verse 3, he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius.
Este vio claramente en una visión como a la hora novena del día que un ángel de Dios entrando donde él estaba y le decía Cornelio.
He says, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said,
y mirando fijamente y atemorizado dijo, ¿Qué
he
es,
said
Señor?
Unto him,
le dijo,
Thy prayer and thine alms are come up for a memorial before
y tus
God.
Lismonas han subido para memoria would delante de Dios.
Would you like that to be said of you?
Le
your prayer,
que eso se
your
de
arms,
usted, sus oraciones y sus lismonas.
Are you? What are we expressing? You
¿Qué
know, we've
estamos expresando?
You've heard that term, that phrase.
¿Usted escuchó ese término, esa frase?
Your life speaks so loud, I can't hear
Su
what you're
vida
saying.
Explica tan duro que no sé lo que está diciendo.
What, who are we reflecting? Are
¿A
we expressing him, his praise, his
¿a quién
beauty?
Estamos expresando su belleza,
Turn with
su
me carácter. To another one, John chapter 10.
Juan 10.
I'm sorry, John chapter 12.
Perdón. Juan 12.
And we'll just start with verse 1 there. I thought this was a beautiful type, a beautiful picture.
Then
Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead.
6 días antes de la Pascua vino Jesús a Betania, donde estaba Lázaro, el que había muerto, y a quien había resucitado de los muertos.
See, there they made him a supper, and Martha served.
Y le hicieron allí una cena. Marta servía.
But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with them.
Y era Lázaro, uno de los que estaban sentados a la mesa con él.
Then Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment.
Entonces María tomó una libra de perfume de nardo puro de mucho precio y ungió los pies de Jesús y los enjugó con sus cabellos y la casa se llenó del olor del perfume.
I pray that the odor that was released, that there would be an odor released from our lives that fills the house, as it were,
que llene la casa,
that touches, that reflects him in his glory, that brings him praise,
gloria,
that
lo cual le trae alabanza,
those around us would be drawn,
serán atraídos,
that would praise him and glorify him, that odor released from our lives, the odor of his grace,
fragancia suelta,
amen, the odor of his beauty and his glory,
y la fragancia de su belleza,
amen, that he might be glorified, as it says in Isaiah chapter 60, you don't have to turn there, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands,
la obra de mis manos,
that I might be glorified.
Que yo sea glorificado.
All him,
es todo él,
all his glory,
toda
all of his
gloria,
goodness.
Toda su bondad.
Just a few more things is before we move on. And I was thinking about this, and again, the bride,
la novia,
having his nature,
teniendo su naturaleza,
his beauty, his
su
character,
belleza, su carácter.
And I couldn't help but think
no
back to
ayudarle.
Exodus.
De hecho, 33,
you want to turn there with me,
ahí,
just
amigo,
to kind of briefly
como así, como un poquito,
catch a couple verses here in the,
un par de versículos aquí, ahí,
in the scripture that I think would illustrate this. I love this.
Yo amo esto.
Exodus chapter 33 and verse 18.
Versículo 18.
And this is always amazes me. This is always so beautiful. Here in verse 18, he says, I beseech thee, show me your glory. Now that's so beautiful to me, because here's a man who God has talked, you know, lip to ear. He's lived in the presence of God.
Oído, él ha vivido en la presencia de Dios.
And it just shows you every day there should be more of us, something wanting more, something hungering for more.
Algo hambrientos de algo más siempre.
Here is God's servant saying, show me your
aquí
glory.
Está el siervo de Dios
show
diciendo,
me more.
Muéstrame tu gloria, muéstramela más.
Yesterday wasn't enough. I need something
ayer
more.
No,
I need more
necesito,
today. I need more of you.
Más. Yo
show
más
me
de ti. Muéstrame
your glory.
Tu gloria.
Again, I pray, Lord, stir our hearts that we would
que
be so smitten, so captivated, and in love with him.
En amor con él.
We know in the last days it says that men, because iniquity will abound, the love of many will wax cold.
De muchos disminuirá.
But may it not be in us, brothers, to
pero
stay
nosotros,
in love with him.
Pero que se mantenga en amor con él.
So he says here in verse 18, show me
18, dice,
your glory.
Muéstrame tu gloria.
And here's a preview. Here's God. You think of God in his great plan
previo,
of redemption.
En su gran plan de redención, Dios,
coming down through time.
Bajando a través del tiempo,
in different forms.
En diferentes formas,
displaying more of himself.
Más del mismo,
more of his nature. More
más
of
de su
his
naturaleza,
glory.
De
condescending.
Condescendiendo
to man.
Al hombre.
And here's a little preview. As it were, a preview he gives Moses.
Él le da Moisés.
He says in verse 19, and I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Think
y le respondió, yo haré pasar todo mi bien delante de tu
rostro. I'm going to show you. I'm going to preview.
Te voy a mostrar,
I'm going to let my goodness
te voy a dar algo previo,
pass before
mi bondad,
you.
Voy a dejar que pase
but there was not
de
yet an offering for sin.
Pero no había una ofrenda para el pecado.
So at that time,
so
it was just
tiempo,
a preview, a foreshadow
algo previo, como una sombra
of what was to come in
de lo
Christ.
Que iba a venir.
And then through that beautiful sacrifice, the offering of our Lord Jesus,
hermoso sacrificio, la ofrenda de
the blood of God himself,
la sangre de Dios mismo,
through that offering,
a través de esa ofrenda,
He says now in 2 Peter,
Segunda de Pedro,
chapter 2, we've read it, we've gone over this over and over, he says that you might be partakers, you, partakers of the divine nature.
Participantes de la naturaleza divina.
Let's just read that again real quick.
Esto.
2 Peter chapter 1.
Segunda de Pedro 1.
Sorry. Taking me a little while. Verse 2. We'll start in verse 2. No, let's start in verse 1. Simon Peter, and a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Dios y Salvador Jesús, una fe igualmente preciosa que la nuestra. Gracia y paz sean multiplicadas en el conocimiento de Dios y de nuestro Señor
Grace
Jesucristo. Gracias
and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus our Lord.
Multiplicadas en el
Don't you love that? Isn't that amazing? That just
no le gustó eso.
Is awesome to me.
Es tremendo para mí.
Grace and peace be multiplied. In verse
3,
according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue.
Pertenecen a la vida y a la piedad, nos han sido dadas por su divino poder mediante el conocimiento de aquel que nos llamó para por su gloria y excelencia.
Amen. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature.
Por medio de las cuales nos ha dado preciosas y grandísimas promesas, para que por ellas llegases a ser participantes de la naturaleza divina.
So, at one point, God's standing there before Moses, he says, I'm going to let my goodness pass before you. But again, through the offering of our Lord Jesus Christ, through his atonement, he says, you're going to be partakers. You are going to be one with me. My very heart, my
character,
all that I am in you, in a people.
En gente,
expressing him, glorifying him, praising him. Don't you love him? Isn't it grace, amazing grace?
Sublime gracia.
Oh my.
Oh Dios mío.
He's so amazing. Think of all the scriptures that are running through my mind that you are going to be that expression.
Están pasando desde mi mente. Usted va a ser esa expresión.
The glory that's going to be revealed, but the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared
no son comparadas
with a glory that's going to be revealed
con la gloria que va a ser revelada
in you.
En usted.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's go one step further, and again, this is
adelante, una vez
pretty
más.
Quick and summarized, but just to get the picture. Finally, in the end here,
al final,
Revelations 21, what do we see?
21.
Revelations 21 and verse 10.
Versículo 10.
Says, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
Y me llevó en el espíritu a un monte grande y alto y me mostró la gran ciudad, Santa Jerusalén, que descendía del cielo de Dios.
And what comes next? Having
¿Y qué sigue?
The glory of
Teniendo
God. Oh my goodness.
La gloria de Dios. Oh, Dios mío.
Isn't that amazing?
Go, ¿no from, sublime?
Go from Exodus. I'm going to make my goodness pass before
Voy
you, Moses.
Que mi bondad pase delante
and
de ti,
we end up
Moisés.
Here at the end. She has the
aquí.
Glory of
Ella
God.
Ella tiene la gloria de
it's
Dios.
Grace, grace.
Es gracia, gracia.
You know, the headstone with shoutings. Notice
Sabe,
that.
La piedra de corona, clamando.
Crying.
Clamando.
Grace,
gracia,
grace.
Gracia.
You notice that?
Think of that.
It's not casual. It's
no
not.
Casual.
Oh, it was grace.
No, era gracia.
No,
no.
There's shoutings, crying,
hay clamores,
crying,
gritos, clamando,
grace. There's nothing
gracia, gracia.
Else that we can
no
hold to. Nothing else that
que
we can point to. There is no beauty.
No hay belleza.
No goodness
no
in any one of us.
En ninguno de nosotros.
But it's all in Him.
Pero es todo en él.
Amen. Just want to. Move on now to some things that there's so much here.
Que hay tanto aquí.
Again, looking
buscando,
at what the prophet said that bride will be,
dijo, lo que esa novia
having
sería,
his
teniendo su,
his nature, his
su
character,
su carácter,
his image.
Su
This is from Marriage and Divorce.
Este es de matrimonio y divorcio.
It says he went right on revealing his word to the body.
Él fue revelando su palabra al cuerpo.
Isn't that beautiful?
¿No es eso hermoso?
And vindicating himself by himself.
A través del mismo.
Now notice, he says his children
sus hijos
begin to kind of look more like him.
Comienzan a mirarse un poquito más como él.
Don't you love that?
No,
because it's fully maturing.
Porque se está totalmente madurando.
See, or they become the children of the Word, not children of the church.
Es donde ellos llegan a ser hijos de la palabra, no hijos de la iglesia.
And the bride will be a lovely little lady of the Word.
Y la novia será una pequeña amorosa dama de la palabra.
Unadulterated.
No adulterada.
Not touched by man's organization.
No tocada por los
or any man-made theory. She'll be purely unadulterated.
Hecha por el hombre.
Bride of the
ella
Word.
Ella será puramente una alterada novia
Amen.
De la palabra.
She's beginning to
Amen.
Look kind of like him.
Ella se está
Amen. That's
mirar,
what we're called to, brothers and sisters, in this hour.
Eso lo estamos buscando, hermanos,
again,
hermanos,
take your eyes off the things of this world.
Quite sus ojos de las cosas de este mundo.
Fix your eyes on him.
Y fije sus ojos en él.
Wait on him. Seek
espera
him.
En él. Búsquelo a él.
Amen. This is Abraham's covenant confirmed.
Este es el pacto de Abraham confirmado.
He says, if you can catch it, and what I'm talking about, the very ministry that Jesus Christ was doing here on earth.
Si usted lo puede agarrar y conoce usted acerca de eso, de lo que estoy hablando, el mismísimo ministerio que Jesús estaba haciendo aquí en la tierra.
He says, when it comes back, the very same ministry he had, that Pentecost will not have to widen out itself in an organization.
Cuando regrese, el mismo ministerio que él tenía, Pentecostal no tendrá
but shape itself up in Christ until the headstone and church will fit in one to the other.
Hasta que la piedra de corona y Cristo y la iglesia
and he says now,
queden fijos el uno con el otro.
He says, and that's how the church has got to come.
Y así es como la iglesia tiene que venir.
So much like Christ.
Tanto como Cristo.
And look what we got to do then.
Y entonces mire lo que tenemos que hacer
Listen
entonces.
To this.
Escuche usted esto.
He says, cut away.
Corte.
Circumcise.
Circuncise.
Chop off.
Corte.
Form. Molded into the image of Jesus Christ.
Hacia la imagen de Jesucristo.
So, we must examine ourselves. Lord, am I in that place where you can have that freedom?
Señor, estoy en ese,
you
en
can
ese
have
lugar. Tengo la libertad.
That ability to shape and to mold.
La habilidad
Go
para
back.
Ser moldeado y formado.
Think of Jeremiah
Regrese.
18.
Vaya atrás. Jeremías
the
18.
Potter's will. He says,
la voluntad
cannot I do with you
del alfarero.
As the potter's done with the clay, how he had to
Así
break
como
it,
el alfarero ha hecho con,
mold it, shape it.
Con el barro, moldeado,
He's
formado.
Like, can I do the same with you?
Pues voy a hacer lo mismo contigo.
So, in simplicity,
en simplicidad,
are you willing to embrace weakness? Are
¿está usted
you willing
dispuesto
to embrace
a abrazar
this cutting?
La debilidad? ¿Está usted
being molded, he says here, and chopped,
cortado, moldeado,
circumcises, cortado, cut away,
circuncidado,
so that his
quitar,
image, his character,
su imagen, su carácter,
can blend with yours.
Pueda entonces mezclarse con el suyo.
Amen. That's what
Amen.
He's looking for, is
es
that
por la cual él está buscando, es
yielded vessel.
Ese vaso
so
rendido
again,
a él, una vez más.
See these verses, let the beauty of the Lord be upon
deje
us.
Que la
Let's understand what this means.
Nosotros.
Let's take a look at the humility and the weakness that allows him to project himself. That's so attractive to him, I think, is that broken, contrite spirit.
Es, creo que es,
that will yield, that will give up.
El cual se rendirá, el
say,
cual
Lord,
se dará.
You can overpower me.
Dice, tú, Señor, puedes
I'm,
tener poder sobre
I'm done
mí.
Trying. I can't
estoy,
do it to
ya
begin
terminé
with.
Yo de estar de
but
tratar.
You can.
Yo no puedo, pero tú
we've,
sí puedes.
We've said it before. We sometimes we try
Algunas
too hard
veces tratamos demasiado
in ourselves.
En nosotros mismos.
We try to do it.
Tratamos de hacerlo.
He says, just let go. Let me do it.
Él dice, déjalo ir y déjame a mí hacerlo.
He doesn't ask much. He's not looking
él no pide
for much.
Mucho. Él no está buscando por mucho.
Do you have a pulse?
¿Tienes todo un pulso?
Is your heart beating?
¿Está su corazón latiendo?
Then you're a candidate.
Entonces usted es un candidato.
We don't need to be strong. We don't need to
no
be capable in ourselves.
Fuertes, capaz, de nosotros mismos.
So again, with these thoughts in mind, just of, again of displaying his
mostrando
glory,
su gloria,
that we're called to, displaying his beauty.
Mostrar su
I want to change now and kind of focus on one aspect of this, and that's
en un aspecto de esto.
That humility, the weakness,
humildad, la debilidad,
the frailty that he
la fragilidad
is looking for.
Por la cual él está buscando.
So let's go back to
Vamos
Deuteronomy chapter 8. We've spent a lot of time, I think, here recently, but let's just
Pasamos
go back to that for a minute.
Pero vamos a regresar.
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
Deuteronomy 8.
I think it's just at the beginning of the chapter there. And verse 1.
Versículo uno.
All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers.
Cuidaréis de poner por obra todo mandamiento que yo os ordeno, hoy para que viváis y seáis multiplicados, y entréis y poseéis la tierra que Jehová prometió con juramento a vuestros padres.
Verse 2, this is so important. He says,
thou
shalt remember all the way
de todo el camino
which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years.
Te ha traído Jehová tu Dios estos 40 años.
And I think he works that out in us.
He's,
he takes us through a maturing process
a través de un proceso
until
de
we are very,
hasta que estamos
very well
muy,
aware of
muy, muy,
each
conscientes
and every
de
step of his
todo,
grace
de todo y cada
so we can
paso
look back
gracia,
and say, Lord,
para que puedan mirar hacia atrás y decir,
you,
Señor,
it was you,
eras tú,
it was you,
eras tú,
only
eras tú,
you,
solo tú.
I want you to know it was
Yo
you that
que sepas,
caused my heart to fear.
Causó que mi corazón tuviera temor.
Amen. It was
Amen.
You working in me
Eras
to will and to do
mí, la voluntad,
all these things. He says, I want you
cosas.
To remember all the way that I've led you. These 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee.
Para afligirte,
to humble thee.
Para humillarte.
Is that what he's looking for?
Eso es lo que él está buscando.
To prove thee.
Para
to know what was in thine heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and he suffered thee to hunger.
He
fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither didst thy fathers know, that he may make thee to know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth
of
the Lord doth man live.
Tus padres le habían conocido para hacerte saber que no solo de pan vivirá el hombre, mas de todo lo que sale de la boca de Jehová vivirá el hombre.
See that humility that we think of the beauty of the Lord upon us, but that's his own. That's always his own character. His a part of himself
es parte del mismo.
Is that great condescending nature of God that stoops and made himself so low. He wants to see that
de esta manera
in us. So these things are important for us to consider. I want to look at next 1 Samuel chapter 2. Just some things here.
Son un par de cosas aquí.
God,
Dios,
looking at the lowly, God,
mirando,
I would say attracted,
yo diría
drawn,
atraído,
to that lowly, broken heart, that
a ese
weakness, that
solo
frailties.
De debilidad y fragilidad.
1 Samuel 2 and verse 1, this whole passage is just awesome. This prayer, we know this, but I want to go ahead and read it. I think there's some words in here that are very, very fitting and beautiful for us in this hour, even this time. And verse 1, and Hannah prayed and said, my Lord, my heart rejoices in the Lord, my horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation.
Y Ana oró y dijo, mi corazón se regocija en Jehová, mi poder se exalta en Jehová, mi boca se ensanchó sobre sus enemigos. Por cuanto me alegré en tu salvación.
It says, there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God.
Porque no hay ninguno fuera de ti.
Now look at verse 3. Talk no more so exceeding proudly.
Porque no hay ninguno fuera de ti, no hay refugio como el nuestro.
Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed.
No multipliques palabras de grandeza y altanería, cesen las palabras arrogantes de vuestra boca.
Beautiful picture here of his greatness, his glory. Verse 4, the bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength.
Y los arcos de los fuertes fueron quebrados, los débiles se ciñeron de poder.
They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren hath borne 7, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble.
Los saciados se altiraron por pan, y los hambrientos dejaron de tener hambre, hasta el estéril ha dado a luz 7.
The Lord killeth and maketh alive, he bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up.
Jehová mata y él da vida, y él hace descender al cielo y hace subir.
And verse 7, the Lord maketh poor and maketh rich.
Jehová empobrece y él enriquece.
He bringeth low and lifteth up.
Abate y enaltece.
Verse 8, he raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. Oh my, isn't that beautiful? For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's,
son las columnas de la tierra,
and he hath set the world upon them.
Y él afirma el mundo sobre ellas.
He will keep the feet of his saints,
él guarda los pies de sus santos,
and the wicked shall be silent in darkness.
Mas los impíos perecen en
For
tinieblas.
By strength shall no man prevail.
Porque nadie será fuerte por su propia fuerza.
The sooner we can grasp that, the sooner we
Tan
can embrace
como podemos
that,
entender esto,
the better.
Lo mejor.
That's where he wants us.
Eso es lo que quiere.
Weak,
ahí es donde él nos quiere. Débiles,
lowly, frail.
Frágiles,
why? So that he
solos.
Can be glorified. So that he can show his greatness and his might.
Su grandeza y su poder.
Amen.
Amen.
What does it tell us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4?
¿Qué nos dice en segunda de Corintios,
let's turn there real quick. I'm sorry. Let's
just...
His beauty, his greatness... expressed, manifested through weakness, through frailty.
A través de fragilidad y debilidad.
Verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Pero tenemos este tesoro en vasos de terreno, de barro.
This treasure,
este tesoro,
this beauty, the glory of the Lord,
la gloria del Señor,
in weak and frail,
in earthen y frágiles
vessels. Why? So that the excellency of the power
para que la excelencia del poder
may be of God and not
de Dios
of us.
Y no de nosotros.
I think again as we get closer into this last stage, as he grows and more and more in our hearts,
más y más en nuestros corazones,
as John the Baptist said,
Juan el Bautista dijo,
I must decrease and he
yo
must
tengo que
increase.
Y él tiene que
that's what he has for
él
us, brothers and sisters. I believe that. I want to just move on to something
quiero
here.
Algo
I love this.
No
I love
esto.
It. I couldn't help but
no
one of my favorite
ayudarlo.
Quotes.
Una de mis citas
I'll
favoritas.
Say this.
Yo digo esto.
One of my favorite quotes among
una de,
thousands.
Entre miles, una de mis,
perfect strength by perfect weakness.
Perfecta fuerza por perfecta debilidad.
He says, this is paragraph 91, listen to this man.
Parágrafo 91, escuchen a este hombre.
Who was a warrior who had stripped himself.
Era un guerrero, el cual se descubrió él mismo.
If there's anything that our schools need today, if there's anything
si hay algo que nuestras escuelas necesitan hoy,
our churches need today,
hoy, lo que ellos necesitan hoy,
is a stripping of themselves,
es quitándose de ellos mismos,
of your own thoughts and
de sus
abilities.
Propios pensamientos y habilidades.
How hard are we trying on ourselves?
¿Qué tan duro tratamos a nosotros mismos?
He says, strip
dice,
yourself before God.
Desnúdese usted mismo delante de Dios.
Strip yourselves before God unless you would try to do something within yourself.
Al menos que usted trate de hacer algo dentro de usted mismo.
He says, I hope that gets down deep to us.
Yo espero que eso penetre profundo
both
a nosotros.
Both here and in the tape world too.
Los dos aquí y en el tape también.
He says that you realize you've got to become
que tú realices que tienes que llegar a ser
nothing.
Nada.
Not a know-it-all.
No un conocer para nada.
Not a great somebody.
No un gran alguien.
But a nobody.
Pero nadie.
Why?
No nadie.
Let's just go on. He says, you've got to get to a place that you know that you're nothing.
Tú tienes que llegar a un lugar donde tú sepas que tú eres absolutamente nada.
And don't ever rise above it.
Y nunca te levantes sobre de ello.
For as soon as you rise above it, you rise above God.
Porque tan pronto como tú te levantas sobre de ello, tú te levantas sobre Dios.
Lord, help us.
Dios, ayúdanos.
He says, you've got to keep yourself in the dust.
Se tiene que mantener usted mismo en el...
What is he doing? Is he beating us up? Is he just trying to just
o está tratando de
tell you you're worth? No,
decirle que usted
you're
vale,
nothing
no.
And you're nobody's. It's
usted
not it.
No es nada. No, no, eso no es.
That's God and His own character,
Dios,
His own attributes,
carácter,
that lowly, that
ese
humility.
Tan bajo, esa humildad,
because it's in that place where he can
es en
display
ese lugar
himself. It's
donde
in that
se puede
place
mostrar
where he can
el
manifest himself.
Es un lugar donde usted puede manifestarlo.
He says you've got to keep yourself off your high horse.
Tiene que mantener usted abajo de sus caballos altos.
Lord, help us.
Dios nos ayude.
Oh, that's what we're... That's what we have need of. Second, we're right. We're in 2 Corinthians. Let's just turn back to chapter 3. We'll look at Paul the apostle here.
Vamos a mirar a Pablo el apóstol aquí.
It says in verse 2, here we go. He says, you are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. There you
nuestra
go. You
carta sois vosotros, escrita en nuestros corazones,
reflecting,
lidas por
displaying,
todos los hombres. Usted,
projecting,
reflejando, mostrando,
him.
Proyectándolo a él.
He says, for as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, not written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart.
Sino manifiesto que sois cartas de escritos, expedida por nosotros, escrita no con tinta, sino con el Espíritu de Dios vivo, no en tablas de piedra, sino en tablas de carne de corazón.
And such trust we have through Christ to Godward.
Mediante Cristo
and verse 5, not that we are
cinco,
sufficient
no que seamos competentes
of ourselves
por nosotros mismos,
to think anything
para
of
pensar
ourselves.
Algo como de nosotros mismos.
Amen. But our sufficiency, it's all
nuestra
of
suficiencia
him.
Es todo de él.
Turn with me to Philippians 3. I can't help but look at that one as well.
No puedo ayudarlo, pero con eso también.
Philippians chapter 3.
Filipenses 3.
And he says here,
y dice aquí,
chapter 3.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just verse
3.
It says, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence.
Porque nosotros somos la circuncisión, los que en el Espíritu servimos a Dios y nos gloriamos en Cristo Jesús, no teniendo confianza en la
carne. What does he got to do to us? What does he got to take
a nosotros?
Us through
porque es que nos tiene que pasar
wean us away from that, to break away
fuera de ahí.
Any thought at all of ability, of self,
de nosotros,
or goodness,
de habilidad
of self,
de nosotros mismos, de bondad,
our
de
sufficiency,
nosotros mismos.
It's all of him,
nuestra
it's all in him.
Es de él.
What is he looking
él.
For, brothers and sisters?
Está buscando,
it's
po,
Isaiah mano, chapter
66.
Here will I look. Yes. Him that is of a poor and contrite spirit,
de pobre y pobre de
that
corazón,
broken down,
corazón,
that trembles
roto,
at my word.
Mi palabra.
I'm just going to go through some here briefly. You don't have to turn there. Psalm
138,
verse 6 says, though the Lord be high,
aunque el Señor sea alto,
yet has he respect to the lowly.
Ay, he respetado al bajo.
Is that beauty that he wants,
esa
that
que él quiere,
character, that attribute
carácter,
of his beauty,
atributo,
of his nature,
la belleza es una
that
naturaleza.
Lowliness. That is so attractive to him, that he's drawn to, that he's looking for, because it's a part of his own nature.
Atraído,
so when
ah,
we say,
decimos,
let the beauty of the Lord be upon us,
del Señor esté sobre nosotros,
let's consider this. Let's
vamos
think
a considerar
of this.
Esto.
That lowliness, that humility.
Esa humildad.
I couldn't help but think of Brother Branham in questions and answers.
No podía ayudarme, no sé, el hermano Branham en preguntas
he's
y respuestas.
Asked, I don't
él
remember
pregunta,
how.
No recuerdo cómo.
He said, will the bride have a ministry?
Bueno, la novia tendrá un ministerio.
Do you remember his answer?
¿Recuerdas su respuesta?
He says, yes.
Dijo,
it will
sí,
be so
será tan
humble.
Humilde.
It's him.
Es él.
It's all him.
Es todo él.
He was looking for
él está buscando
yielded,
por
empty, broken vessels
vasos
that he can project himself through.
Por los cuales él se podía proyectar él
Proverbs
mismo.
Chapter 3.
Proverbios 3.
Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he gives grace to the lowly.
Seguramente él le da esto a aquellos, pero él da gracia al solitario.
Proverbs
al bajo.
Chapter 11, verse
Proverbios
2.
11.
When pride cometh, then cometh shame.
Cuando el orgullo viene, entonces viene la vergüenza.
But with the lowly.
Para
con wisdom.
El de bajo es sabiduría.
Amen. Let's move on here. Just some more. Brother Branham here, I think this is beautiful. We probably remember hearing this. This is in the message Influence. He's like, if you want to find out how great you are,
si usted quiere darse cuenta qué tan grande es usted,
put your finger down in a pool of water or a bucket of water.
Ponga su dedo hacia abajo en una alberca de agua o una tina de agua.
Then pull your finger out and try to find where you put your finger.
Y trae de, saque su, su dedo y trate de encontrar dónde usted puso su dedo.
He's like, he says, you're nothing.
Y dice, tú, usted no es nada.
God can do without you.
Dios no puede hacer sin usted.
He can do without me.
Él lo puede hacer sin mí.
But we can't do without him.
Pero no podemos hacerla
sin él. He says we've got to have him for his life.
Tenemos que tenerlo porque
él es vida. Alone.
Y él solo.
And now look at this. This is so beautiful.
Tan solo miro esto. Esto es tan hermoso.
We've been over this. Not to know his book.
No conocer su libro.
Not to know this or that or know the creed.
No conocer esto que el otro el credo.
But to know him.
Pero
his
conocerlo
life.
A él.
Know him as the person Christ in you.
Como la persona Cristo en usted.
Now watch where he goes with this.
Ahora,
okay? Listen, pay attention.
Escuche,
not atención. To know his book, not to know this, but
no
to know him
el libro,
is
pero
life.
Conocerlo a él es vida.
To know him as the person, Christ in you.
Conocerlo a él,
the word
persona,
made flesh in
Cristo
you.
En usted, la palabra hecha carne en usted.
That's knowing him.
Eso es el conocerlo a él.
When he and you becomes one.
Y él llegan a ser uno.
Like I said last night,
como dije anoche,
in the super sign, he's got to become one
super
in you.
Señal, él tiene que llegar a ser uno en usted.
God and man must come one.
Dios y el hombre tienen que llegar a ser uno.
Now watch what he says next. He says, you're conscious of your littleness.
Entonces usted está consciente de su pequeñez.
Look that up. Look that phrase up where he says
busque
that
esa,
many times.
Esa frase.
Be conscious of your
littleness.
Oh Lord, help us that
oh, Señor, ayúdanos.
We would have a greater conscious of His greatness and our
su
littleness.
En nuestra pequeñez.
He says here in Sirs, we would see Jesus. He says He
aquí
come
dice,
to show what
señores,
God was.
Veremos, él viene a mostrar qué es lo que era Dios era.
Now listen, He says, anything that's high and haughty isn't God.
Cosa que es alto y orgullosa no es Dios.
God is low and humble.
Dios es bajo y humilde.
That's what made Him God.
Eso es lo que lo hizo Dios.
See, something that
¿ve?
Comes low.
Algo que viene bajo.
Not them that goes high.
No aquellos que van en alto.
He says God doesn't dwell in hierarchies and things.
Dios no vive en partes altas y arcos.
He dwells in humility.
Él vive en humildad.
The way up is down.
El camino arriba es para abajo.
Humble yourself and you'll be exalted.
Humíldese usted mismo y usted será exaltado.
Exalt yourself. And you'll
exacte
be humble.
Usted mismo y usted será
that's
humillado.
Right, God knows
eso
how to
correcto.
Do it.
Dios sabe cómo
humble
hacerlo.
Yourself before God.
Humíllese usted mismo delante
don't
de Dios.
Try to think your own thoughts.
No trate de pensar sus propios pensamientos.
Think His thoughts.
Piense
isn't
sus
that beautiful?
¿No es eso hermoso?
Oh, Lord, help
no,
us.
Señor, ayúdanos.
I just love this. Let's
eso.
Just look at a few more scriptures here.
Vamos a mirar algún par de escrituras más.
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1
Lucas
again. Almost like Hannah, this cry of, this prayer, I should say, of Mary that was so beautiful. God looking upon the lowly, God.
Dios mirando hacia el bajo.
Oops. Luke chapter 1 and just verse,
Lucas
and verse 46 there.
Lucas 1, 46.
And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord.
Entonces María dijo, engrandece mi alma al Señor.
Does your soul magnify the Lord this morning?
¿Está su alma engrandeciendo
and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
Y mi espíritu se regocija en Dios
are
mi Salvador.
Are we a type, are we example of Mary the,
somos un tipo
in this
de,
hour?
Y tipo de María
verse 48, for he's regarded the low estate.
Porque ha mirado la bajeza de
of
su
his
sierva.
Handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed.
Pues he aquí desde ahora me dirán, bienaventurado
for he that is mighty has done great to me great things, and holy is his name.
Porque me ha hecho grandes cosas el poderoso, santo es su nombre.
And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation.
Y su misericordia es de generación en generación.
Look at this. He's showed strength with his arm.
Hizo proezas con
Verse 51, he scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts.
En el pensamiento de sus corazones.
He's put down the mighty from their seats.
Quitó de los tronos a los poderosos.
And exalted them of low degree.
Y exaltó a los humildes.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
A los hambrientos colmó de bienes, y a los ricos envió vacíos.
He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy.
Socorro Israel, su siervo, acordándose
and he spake
de
to our fathers, to Abraham,
de la cual habló
and
padres,
to his seed forever.
Para con Abraham y su descendencia para
what a beautiful passage there.
Qué
again,
pasaje
God
ahí,
considering,
una vez más,
God
Dios,
stooping down,
bajando,
remembering the lowly.
Recordando al bajo.
Think of Matthew chapter 11.
Pensé
Jesus
de
says,
Mateo 11, que dice,
take my yoke upon
toma mi yugo
you and
sobre
learn
ti,
of me, for I am
de mí, porque yo soy
meek and
manso,
lowly.
Humilde.
Amen. Amen. Proverbs 16, I think we read that. Verse 19. Better is it to be of a humble spirit with
más
the lowly
un espíritu humilde,
than to divide the spoil with the proud.
Que dividir lo que se ganó con orgullo.
I just pray that, Lord,
por solo oro que
just minister these things to us this morning. Again, looking at two different things here, but together,
pero juntos,
the bride having his glory,
la,
the glory of the Lord.
Su gloria,
let his beauty be upon us.
Deje que su belleza esté sobre
and
nosotros.
We can get pretty excited and pretty carnal in a certain way of what
manera,
that beauty looks like, what that
belleza se mira,
beauty means.
Lo que esa belleza
but let's consider this.
Pero
let's
vamos
look
a
at this
esto. Vamos a mirar
weakness and
la debilidad,
frailty, that humility that he's looking
la humildad
for.
Por la cual él está buscando.
I just want to look. I'm just going to grab a couple more things here as
par de
we
cosas más
close.
Conforme cerramos.
This is from India. The word became flesh. The India trip report.
Este es del y la palabra llegó a ser carne en el reporte del viaje a la India. Creo que
beautiful. He says, what kind of a people would it be this morning if this Branham tabernacle this morning was so filled with the presence of God?
¿Qué tipo de gente sería en esta mañana si este tabernáculo urbano en esta mañana estuviera tan lleno con la presencia de Dios?
Again, getting back to what God has for us, what he's called
yendo de regreso
us
to, a lo que Dios tiene para
to display
nosotros, para
his
lo cual nos llamó para
glory,
mostrar
his beauty, his
la
character.
Gloria de su carácter.
He says, when you didn't even use your own mind.
Cuando tú ni siquiera usaste tu propia mente.
Didn't even use your own thoughts.
No usaste tus propios pensamientos.
He says, didn't even have no ultimity of your own, just to be
no
led by the Spirit.
No tenías ninguna decisión total propia tuya, para tan solo ser guiado por el Espíritu.
Remember, we're likened unto sheep.
Somos como
they have
ovejas
no self-defense. They have,
que no tienen defensa propia.
They've got totally dependent upon that shepherd,
ellos
that nature that's so beautiful to him.
Total en el pastor,
he says, and they that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Aquellos que son hijos de Dios son guiados por el Espíritu de Dios. Oh.
I think, is he telling us, is he showing us here
diciendo,
what,
está mostrando aquí,
what's coming,
que viene,
what he wants, what he's looking
quiere,
for? Listen
por
to this, please.
Escucha esto, por favor.
He says, when the human element goes out,
cuando los elementos humanos salgan,
and the Spirit of God fills that vacancy,
y el Espíritu de Dios llena ese vacío,
where you empty yourself,
donde
amen,
se vacía usted mismo, amen,
then
entonces,
will be when the church,
será cuando la iglesia,
in its power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus,
en el poder de la resurrección del Señor
will
Jesús,
walk in his steps,
caminará en sus pasos,
in his power,
en su poder,
in his thoughts,
en sus pensamientos,
in his being,
en su ser,
in his moving. Don't you,
en
isn't that beautiful?
No mira usted
that
hermoso?
Is what we're called to, but I believe, brothers and sisters.
Llamados, pero crea, hermano,
then your
hermano
thoughts will become words.
Entonces, palabras llegarán a,
and words
sus
will become material.
A ser palabras, y sus palabras llegarán a ser material.
That's when the church is in its power.
Ahí es cuando la iglesia está en su poder.
I believe it's on its road.
Yo creo que está en su camino.
When the church will be so
cuando
wrapped
la iglesia
in Christ,
estará tan cubierta en Cristo.
Does that make your heart just
hace esto
burst?
Que su corazón salte?
I don't know. I can't
no
express
sé
it. That,
yo no puedo expresar.
Oh, Lord.
Señor.
I believe it's on its road that when the
creo
church will be
camino
so wrapped in Christ.
Cuando la iglesia estará tan envuelta en Cristo,
the Holy Spirit,
el Espíritu Santo,
mankind so away from themselves,
el hombre tan separado de él mismo,
that they don't see themselves,
que no se miran ellos mismos,
They don't have nothing but to serve God.
Nada más que servir a Dios.
And their thoughts move on.
Y sus pensamientos
they refuse
se mueven.
The things of the world. They just
ellos
move in the Spirit, live in the Spirit.
Solo quieren estar
That's
en
what
el Espíritu.
We're called to,
viven
brothers and sisters. Rise above
para eso es lo que estamos llamados, hermanos, hermanos.
This age. Rise
levántese
above the nonsense around you.
Edad.
He's calling us to walk
no tiene sentido alrededor de usted.
With him in that place,
suba
in the Spirit.
Más allá de eso.
Move in the Spirit.
Moviéndose el Espíritu.
He says, then the love of Christ
entonces,
in the human
el amor
heart.
De Cristo, en un corazón humano,
moving in the Holy Ghost.
Moviéndose en el Espíritu Santo.
That great, wonderful church will go forth
grande,
with power
iglesias, irá,
and deity.
Saldrá, con poder y deidad,
because deity will be revealed in human
será
beings.
Revelada en seres humanos,
led by the Spirit, bringing to pass
Santo,
the thought of their mind.
Trayendo a cumplir el pensamiento
oh,
de su mente. Oh,
let
Dios mío. Deje
the beauty of Jesus
la belleza
be
seen
de in me, his glory,
en mí,
he who made
gloria,
himself of
el,
no
el cual
reputation,
no,
who stripped himself, who emptied himself. That's the beauty, that's the character
mismo.
That we're talking
es
about.
Es la belleza, es el carácter del cual estamos hablando.
When he can overcome you and take over
cuando
you.
Cuando él puede vencerlo y toma
are you willing
usted?
To yield? Are you willing to submit? Are you willing to give up?
A rendirse, está dispuesto a darse,
are you willing to become weak,
está
to become nothing,
débil,
so that he can be great,
nada,
so that he can become strong?
Reinar, para que pueda ser fuerte?
Amen.
Amen.
Do you love him? This is just
amen.
From the message, how can I overcome?
Del mensaje, ¿cómo puedo vencer?
Think of that just for a minute as we go through some of this. He's talking about the lily, Mr. Lily.
Él está hablando de,
how he toils.
Como el Señor
and he works himself up through that mud.
Trabaja y sale de ese lodo.
And he throws out, he projects that
y
beauty, ingresa, that aroma
y proyecta esa belleza
for others around
para
him.
Otros alrededor de él.
But he says,
pero él dice,
who do you think of when you think of overcoming? He says, he's the overcomer, Mr. Lily.
¿Quién piensas de, cuando hablas de un vencedor? Él es el vencedor, el Señor.
He says, he overcome the mud.
Dice, él venció el lodo.
He overcome the things of the world.
Él venció las cosas del mundo.
And how he freely gives himself out. Isn't
y
that beautiful?
Y cómo él libremente se da de él mismo.
Oh, he just opens himself up
él
and he says, come.
Él mismo dice, vengan.
Come on, partake
vengan
of this fragrance.
Participen de esta fragancia.
So moving on here, he says,
aquí,
Jesus.
Dice, Jesús.
Gave us the example how to do it. Again, he's talking overcome.
¿Cómo hacerlo? Una vez
he
más,
says, now we want to know how to overcome.
Ahora, queremos saber cómo vencer.
Where do you think he goes with this?
¿A dónde usted piensa que él va con esto?
It's awesome. He says, Joel, Jesus told us how to do it.
Ahora, Jesús nos dijo cómo
listen,
hacerlo. Escuche.
Humility.
Humildad.
What?
¿Qué?
Would that be what you would preach on when you're talking about overcoming? Humility?
¿Usted hablaría de esto, predicaría
humility.
Humildad cuando se trata de
Jesus
vencer?
Told us how to do
Jesús
it.
Nos dijo cómo hacerlo.
Humility.
Humildad.
Girded himself.
Agárrese usted mismo.
Took a towel.
Tomó
and washed
toalla,
the disciples' feet.
Y lavó los pies de los discípulos.
The very God of heaven humiliated
el mismo
himself.
Dios del cielo humillándose él mismo.
Says, we don't want to be humiliated.
Decimos, no queremos ser humillados.
He says that's the reason the women don't want to their hair to grow out and things like that and dress like ladies.
Men, y esas,
same thing. He says they don't want to get humiliated.
Y el hombre dice la misma cosa, no quiere
he says,
ser
but Jesus constantly,
pero Jesús constantemente,
look who he was.
Miren quién él era.
Greatness, I'm going
grandeza.
To say something.
Voy a decir algo.
Greatness humiliates itself.
La grandeza se humilla ella
greatness
misma.
Humbles itself.
La grandeza
oh my
se humilla
goodness.
Ella
isn't
misma.
He beautiful?
Oh, ¿no es él hermoso?
Do you want more of him?
¿Quiere usted más de él?
Do you want, let the beauty of Jesus
deje la
be
belleza
seen
de
in Jesus me. Can you
Cristo
say amen this
hecha.
Morning?
¿Puede decir usted amén en esta mañana?
Do you want that?
¿Quiere usted eso?
I believe he's going to do it, brothers.
Yo creo que lo va a hacer, hermanos.
And again, go back to,
no,
I think
no.
It was so beautiful, back to Moses.
De regreso a Moisés.
In the beginning, he said, I'm going to make my goodness pass
yo
before
quiero
you.
Pasar mi bondad delante
but over
de
time,
ti.
Through my
pero
grace,
tiempo,
through my blood,
de mi gracia, a través de mi
my
sangre,
goodness is going to be in you. The bride comes down
ti.
From heaven,
la novia va, baja de allá arriba,
having his glory.
Teniendo su gloria.
And what's essential, what's part
y
of it is
es
this,
esencia,
is humility.
Es esto, es humildad.
This weakness.
Esta debilidad.
Embrace it, embrace him.
Abrácela, hermana.
Amen. Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
musicians, if you
músicos,
come. Heavenly Father, we're awestruck, Lord, again, just by your
estamos aquí,
glory,
por pedo, Señor, gloria,
your grace, your beauty,
gracia, Lord. Tu belleza, Señor.
Lord, we
Señor,
bow our hearts this morning, our heads this morning,
caras just en esta mañana, nuestras cabezas, tan solo,
in praise, in adoration, Lord. And
en alabanza y en adoración, Señor.
Oh, Father, what do we say?
Padre, ¿qué decimos?
¿Qué we just ask decir? This morning that you would
en esta
come
mañana, que tú vengas,
Lord, find broken, yielded vessels.
Vasos rotos y rendidos.
Father, just
tan solo, Padre,
we welcome, we invite you, Father.
Te damos
we
ask bienvenido, te damos
truly, we want to be conformed to the image of the Son, Lord. We believe we're called to that.
De tu hijo. Creemos que somos llamados para
we
eso.
Believe we're called to reflect
your character, your beauty, Lord. Señor.
Father, in all
Padre,
this, we know
en
that
todo
this
sabemos, Señor, que
is going to come through
a venir a
weakness,
de
Lord.
Debilidad, Señor.
It's in ourselves,
es
even as we read
mismos,
in the Scriptures.
Como leímos en la Escritura.
We have this treasure in earth and
tenemos
vessels,
este
Lord.
Tesoro en la tierra, en
it's all
de
you, Lord.
Eres todo tú, Señor.
Pray that this morning there would be nothing in us that would resist.
Nada en nosotros que resistirá.
Nothing in us that would try to
nada en nosotros que va, tratará.
Mount up in ourselves, try
de
to perform or do anything,
mismos,
Father,
tratar de hacer algo, Señor. No.
You would empty us, Lord.
Tú vacíanos,
humiliate
Señor.
Us.
Humíllanos.
Grant it, Father.
Concédelo, Padre.
Just be exalted, we pray.
Te oramos, te alabamos.
Ministry to each one and speak to each one and work with each one, Lord, as only you can. Bless.
Háblanos como tan solo tú puedes, Padre, bendícenos.
Bless the reading of your word, Lord. Be magnified, we
bendice
pray.
La lectura de tu palabra, magnifíquela.
Grant it, Father, we ask in Jesus Christ.
Concédelo, Padre, pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Let's stand, let's just worship the Lord this morning.
Vamos a pararnos y adorar al Señor.
What number is that? It's not 69, is it? We can start. I think we know it. Anybody? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Once more, from your heart, one thing I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. captivated by him, his beauty. Let's turn to number 17. Consume me, Lord, with the fire of your spirit. Make me more like you. Consume me, Lord, with the fire of your spirit. Consume me, Lord, and make me more like once more. Welcome him. He's looking to us for this, that completely yielded, broken vessel that says, yes, Lord, consume me. I can't do it. I need you. Amen. Brother Juan, would you close in prayer?
Ourselves, Father, it's the more that you can.
just dwell plenty on us. Christmas, brother and my sister here, Pat.
Yes.
And the people on that.
Amen.
Thank you, Pat. You are so great and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You can yes stay in your presence, Pat. There's not a bad place than there with you. In that precious name that is above all names, Father. Thank you.